We've been traveling through the world of Shabbos. And it's really incredible. More than one person, more than two people, more than three have been coming up to me and saying they feel Shabbos. It sounds very spiritual. They feel Shabbos. From going through the Shmuz, discussing Oineg Shabbos, Menucha Shabbos, they're feeling something. People are feeling Shabbos. So I decided we have to discuss this idea of feeling Shabbos. Sounds very spiritual. And the question is, if this is a safe method of connecting with Hashem. In general, when you feel something, right? If you base things only on feelings, it's very dangerous. It's very dangerous. In fact, the Sefer HaIkrim says, let's say you're doing something that's hard for you. Like me, it's hard for me to say no to my kids. I'm a pushover. My wife is a real mechaneches, and I'm a pushover. It's hard for me, and sometimes I tell my kids no, and I feel lousy. The Sefer HaIkrim says that if a person would base his life on feelings, he would end up doing the wrong thing, because here, you're a hero. You finally said no to your kids. You feel lousy because it's hard for you, and it goes against your grain, but you're good. But if someone's only looking to things for hergeshim, how they feel, it's very dangerous. And someone showed me, one of the Bachrim showed me, I think it was on Rosh Hashanah, a kuntres that was put out by a Jew, I believe he was a Jew, who had learned Gemara. He had felt nothing. Then he was learning other things. They told him to learn Kabbalah. And he learned Kabbalah. He pounded Kabbalah, b'zeh halashon, right? If someone pounds Kabbalah, you should be nervous. But he pounded Kabbalah. And then nothing went. And then he went to Uman for Rosh Hashanah. And in a moment of incredible ecstasy, he felt something. And in his great goodness, he sent this pamphlet out to everyone. Every Jew should see that why learn Gemara? Why learn Kabbalah? Just go to Uman for Rosh Hashanah. So I told this fellow that he doesn't have to put this pamphlet in Shemus. You could leave it in the bathroom if you want. Total narishkeit, right? A person will leave Yerushalayim, will leave Gemara, will leave Kabbalah. I think that was a good idea to leave Kabbalah. For feelings. So feelings aren't good. They're dangerous. Of course, it's nice to get a feeling. But we're going to find, and we have to buckle our seatbelts, that in Shabbos, it's not that way. Shabbos is about feeling Shabbos. This is going to be incredible, and this could potentially change anyone's lives who is listening and their heart is listening. This could change our lives entirely. Shabbos has something called feeling Shabbos. The Gemara says mysteriously in Beit Zeh that Hashem has a matana gedola bebeis genozai, in his deep treasury, in his hidden treasures. Shabbos Shemo. It's called Shabbos. And the Gemara's maskana is, what's this matana that Hashem gave? He gave us something called a neshama yisera, an extra neshama on Shabbos. This is what he gave us. Now we're going to be discussing what exactly this neshama yisera does for us, and this is the greatest matana that Hashem could ever give. Why is this such a great matana? You know why? Because sometimes we're following the program, we're learning Chumash, we're learning Gemara, we're not learning Kabbalah, and we don't feel anything. We don't feel anything. And Hashem took a very secret part of us, called our neshama yisera, and put it into Shabbos so that we could feel something. We could actually feel that something's different on Shabbos. And it goes in levels. And I'll quote you a medrash. The medrash says, people look different on Shabbos. People look different on Shabbos. Says the Medrash in Brachos Rabbah, Barchai Be'or Panav Shel Adam, Kodshai Be'or Panav Shel Adam. The bracha of Shabbos can be seen on the face of a person. The Kiddush of Shabbos can be seen on the face of a person. Loi Daima Or Panav Shel Adam Kol Yemos HaShavua. The whole week a person looks one way, and on Shabbos they look different. He's got a Shabbos stick upon him. Now you might say, what, me? Right? Maybe the big people. In fact, the big people do. I actually, lechvod you, called Rav Mon, who's the closest chavrusa of Rav Chaim Kanievsky, and I asked him about this, and he told me that when he went to New York, he went to visit a balabas who had a picture of Rav Chaim Kanievsky on his wall. And Rav Mon told him, he says, that picture was taken after noon on Erev Shabbos. And this man took the picture. He goes, you're a Baal Ruach HaKodesh too? Not just Rav Chaim? How did you know that? He said, I'll tell you, it's very simple. He says, I spend a lot of time with Rav Chaim Kanievsky. From the time that he goes into the mikvah on Erev Shabbos until Motzei Shabbos when he goes to bed, his face changes. And the picture picked up that this is his Erev Shabbos face that goes all the way through Shabbos and all the way through Motzei Shabbos. Not a Baal Ruach HaKodesh. And it's not just Rav Chaim Kanievsky. Rav Shlomo Volba Zatzal said that when he came to the Mir, he asked the Bachram seriously, why are there two mashgichim in this yeshiva? We have a mashgiach during the week and a mashgiach on Shabbos. Why are there two people sitting in Mizrach in the same seat on different days? He said, no, Rav Yeruchim looks different on Shabbos. That's the same guy. That's him? Yeah. Can you imagine this? Tangible reality. And the Be'er Mayim Chaim for the Chassidisha hearts. These were two Litvisha Maisim. I have to even it out with the Chassidisha Maisa. The Be'er Mayim Chaim, when I was learning a sefer many years ago, called Sidurish Shel Shabbos, he asked something that I thought should have been edited out of his sefer because I was laughing. What is he talking about? He asks, why is it that we find that when Yidden leave the mikvah on Erev Shabbos, people don't recognize them? So I'm reading this, I'm like clearing my glasses. What's he talking about? No one's ever, you know, when I come home to my family, they say, hi, Abba, they're like, ah, who is that guy? No? But the Be'er Mayim Chaim says this. And then I was zocha to see a sefer called Gedolei HaDoros, written by Rav Michel Stern, where he writes about different Gedolim, and he was writing about the Be'er Mayim Chaim. And there was someone who asked his grandfather, he says, is it really true that the Be'er Mayim Chaim was a foot taller when he got out of the mikvah on Erev Shabbos? And he says, my dear grandson, I don't want to exaggerate, but all I can tell you was it wasn't the same man who came in. So I realized it was Lashitaso. Every time he would walk out of the mikvah, nobody would know who he was. Unbelievable. So maybe you'll say this is for Anashim Gedolim. And maybe you'll say that I'm crazy for bringing this to you. Very nice. You want to hear the shiny faces. No. It says in the Medrash that everyone's like this. And I'll tell you a Chayi Adam. The Chayi Adam was the posek of the previous generations. Before the Mishnah Berurah, everyone learned Chayi Adam. This is what he says in his Sefer Zichru Toras Moshe. Yachol Adam lisboinen velenasos. You can test this. Meaning it's tested and proven. Go try this. Ki kasher yichavein adam es daito. When someone gets serious. Via yiras Hashem belibo be'emes. He has yiras shamayim. View mice of Ritsuyim, and he behaves himself as bivadai, for sure. La acher shetovel be'erev Shabbos bekavana Ritsuya lekabel kedusha Shabbos. When he goes into the mikvah saying, "I want to get Shabbos, Dick. I want to feel Shabbos." Yovin bedaito shenitosef lo neshama yisera. He'll already feel the neshama yisera entering him. Ki yargish benafsha yiras romamus. He'll feel and he's in the presence of Hashem and the greatness of Hashem. And tivrbo avas Hashem. He'll start getting an incredible love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vize baduk umenusa. This is tested and proven. Me kama anashim. A lot of people. Kama paman beloshim safek. This is, what's going on over here? This is not grounded. This is very dangerous material. What is going on about feeling Shabbos? And it's more than that. Rav Chaim Volozhiner. Right, we're back with the Litvox. I did a Chayi Adam, and now I'm back to Rav Chaim Volozhiner's Talmud, the Menucha V'Kedusha. The Menucha V'Kedusha, the Talmud of Rav Chaim Volozhiner, tells his son, he says, if you're worried about Emunah, working on emunah, I'll tell you, if you've ever felt Shabbos once, ever felt Shabbos the way it's supposed to be felt, you'll never need a Sefer Emunah for your entire life. Teidu bebirur below safek klal, kiroa be'enei basar, like your eyes see. Mishetom pamachas avas b'ro yidei neshama zu, whoever accessed their neshama yisera, afsha akher kach sarim imenu, even if he'll never come back. But he remembers that time that happened. He'll never need to go to an Esha Torah seminar. Nothing. No Bible codes. No nothing. He was with Boirei Olam. This is absolutely astounding. And then the Michtav Me'Eliyahu, Rav Dessler says in Chelek Aleph from his Rebbe on page 72. He says that if somebody can't feel this, then their Neshama Yisera didn't go into them. Don't worry, I don't hold that applies to us. I'm going to try to explain how we're going to get to this. And I believe we might have even gotten there, and we're going to get there more. So thinking, what's going on over here? Feeling neshamas, this is not something that we're used to. This is usually what we don't even put into Shemus. And over here by Shabbos, a person gets to go into a zone of Olam Haba, like we said, Shabbos is main Olam Haba, and feel something real. Bachrim in our yeshiva already started telling me about this, just from thinking about Shabbos during the Shmuz. And then I realized it's a Gemara. The Gemara says this! I was so excited about this. Why? There's a very bizarre makor for Neshama Yisera in the Gemara in Beitza. What's the makor for the Gemara? Of that we know there's this thing called the Neshama Yisera, says the Gemara on Daf Tezayin, Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Neshama Yisera, Nosin HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba'adam, Erev Shabbos, Ulamotzei Shabbos, Not Lenoso. He gives a person this Neshama Yisera, Shenemar, Shabbos Vayinafash. What's the drasha of Vayinafash? Vayinafash means to rest. Kevan Sheshavas. Once he's done with Shabbos, Vay, oi, of the nefesh. Vayinafash is taken apart to the words, Vay, nefesh. Oh, my neshama yisera is gone. Can I ask you a question? Isn't this a strange way to learn about a neshama yisera? You're learning about it from when it's leaving. And also, who's saying vay? Vay, my neshama yisera is gone. It's clear from the proof of the Gemara that you feel it. And you feel when it leaves. And by the way, I think there's a big musar over here. Sometimes we only feel things when they're gone. The Gemara is telling us that most people feel their neshama yisera when they say goodbye. It's like, oh, I was feeling a little spiritual, but I didn't have time to think about that. And now it's gone, and oh, maybe I'll get it next time. Vay nefesh! Mamish ashaychus with HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Shabbos. And it's real and it has to be talked about. It's a crime not to know this. You're not crazy if you feel Shabbos. And by the way, you'll start feeling it more. You'll start feeling it more. And the whole point here is you don't need to be big. You do not need to be big. Why? Because it's only a feeling. It's not a sugya. If it was a sugya, you'd have to be big. But if it's a feeling, even an Am HaAretz could feel this. And I'll bring you a raya from a Yerushalmi in Tamai. A Yerushalmi in Tamai. The halacha is that any time you ask an Am HaAretz if he meisered something, and he says, sure, I meisered, of course, right? 550, please, right? No, don't believe the guy. Do not believe him. He's not honest. He's an Am HaAretz. He's an earth man, we like to call him. He's a man of the land. Don't believe the guy. Says the Yerushalmi, but if you ask him on Shabbos if he meisered it, you believe him. Why do you believe him? Says the Yerushalmi, an interesting lashon. Amos Shabbos alav. The fear of Shabbos is on this man. And the Pnei Moshe says he's afraid to lie on Shabbos. Every Am HaAretz is afraid, at least in the time of the Gemara. At that time, they were afraid to lie on Shabbos. Says Reb Aaron Cutler in Mishnas Reb Aaron, why were they afraid? He says the Kedusha of Shabbos goes into every Yid, and they felt it's different today. They didn't feel Hashem in their lives yesterday, but today they do. And there are certain things they won't do because they're feeling Hashem's presence. They're feeling the Shechina. And you know, I'm a little bit crazy. My father's in marketing, as you guys know, and I like to make sure that you think that every schmooze, this is the most important thing you'll ever hear, right? So I would like to say that feeling Shabbos is the most important thing that you ever hear. But now I need a raya. So I have a tikkuni zohar to prove it to you. What's the first word in the Torah, right? What's the first word? Bracious, in the beginning, right? I would say if you open up, your opener should be the most important message. Says the Zohar in Tikkunim, it's brought by Reb Sadok, it's brought by the Sfas Emes, it's brought by the Gra in Tikkunim. The word Bracious can be taken apart to Yorei Shabbos, fearing Shabbos, Shabbos phobia, being afraid of Shabbos, like this Yerushalmi in Zmai. And the Gra is Masbir, it's not talking about being afraid of just Malach, it's fear of being in the presence of something great. The very first word of the Torah says this. You know why? Because we always need a shot in the arm. We always need to feel like what we're doing is real, to feel what we're doing is real. And Shabbos is a day where you get a boost, where Hashem says, you messed up, Adam Arishan, and you were supposed to not eat from the Eitz Hadas, and you were supposed to make it to Shabbos, and it was supposed to be over. But I did not give up on you. And every week, I'm going to take the Shabbos that you were supposed to get to, and I'm going to let people feel the end game. I'm going to let people feel what it's like. 1/60th of it, but it's going to be geschmack. And they're going to feel like this world is not a simple place. Like Hashem is around. Like there's something going on over here. Like there's a Kaddish Baruch Hu in our lives. So this is incredible. I mean, we could stop now. That was enough. If you're not falling off your seat now, there's no hope for you. But Al Kolpanim, we have to do more. We have to do more over here. We have to understand. What does this Neshama Yisera do for us? What does it do? So Rashi in Beitza on Daf Tes Zayin, over there. He says, what we talked about was that he says the importance of food, right? That you can eat more on Shabbos. But that's not all he says, and for some reason that's the only reason that it's famous. Is because he says you can eat and eat, ve'ein nafsho katzalav. Rashi doesn't say that in the beginning. Says Rashi, Neshama Yisera rochav leiv lemanucha v'lesimcha v'lios pasuach lervacha. You feel more open on Shabbos, that you could relax. You feel like you could see a bigger picture. You feel deeper. Deeper. And the Ibn Ezra writes that when a person has a Neshama Yisera, they get smarter on Shabbos. They get smarter on Shabbos. They're getting in touch with themselves. And they're in a manucha, says Rashi, a different type of manucha, where they can appreciate HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What's manucha mean? Manucha doesn't mean rest. I mean, resting is a good thing, but manucha means being settled. You know where you're being settled on Shabbos? You're being settled with Hashem. Did you notice that there's an Isser on Shabbos? Dafka on Shabbos. There's an Isser of Hotzah. There's an Isser of taking from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim. Right? You notice there's an Isser called Tchumen, leaving your space. On Shabbos, you're not allowed to go and do things and take one thing from another to another place or take yourself out of a Tchum. It says in the Pasuk, right? It says in the Pasuk, you have to stay in your place on Shabbos. That's real menucha. It's when you got to the destination. You're in Olam Haba. You have nowhere to go. You're in Mekoimai. In Mekoimai. What is the real place to be in? Where's the end game? Where do you put on your GPS? What's the makom? It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I'll tell you, if you want to know the secret, Hashem is the place to go. Hashem is everything. If you want to see how you can see how Hashem really is the place, you take a Yud Kei Vav Kei, right? Yud Kei Vav Kei, and you square it. You multiply it by itself. Whenever you multiply something by itself, it's like the ultimate thing. It's it by itself. If you do 10 times 10, 5 times 5, 6 times 6, and 5 times 5, which is the Yud Kei Vav Kei, multiplied by itself, you get Gematria Makom. Makom means you've come home. Don't leave. Don't take something from one place to another. Says the Gonin Tikkunim. When a Yid leaves his Rishus HaYachin with something and goes to Rishus HaRabim, he's leaving Hashem. He's leaving four Tvachim, which is the four letters of Shem Hashem. And if you take a Yud Kei Vav Kei, and you spell out, Yud is Yud Vav Dalet, He is He Aleph, He, Vav is Vav Aleph Vav, He is He Aleph, you have 10. 10 Tvachim high, 4 Tvachim wide, you left Hashem. Shabbos is a day to come home. The whole idea of Shabbos is you're finally back to yourself. You're a fish in water. The whole week you're out of your place and you come back and you're in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world. And it's more than that. Why is it called an Neshama Yisera? What does the word Yisera mean? Yisera doesn't mean something that you got new. It's additional. You get more of yourself on Shabbos. You think that this is some weird thing that you get booted up with some holy thing that's outside of yourself? No. Hashem lets you feel your neshama more. It's your own neshama that you get. The neshama Yisera is your wisdom, your insight, your ability to relax, your ability to take the tanugim of Shabbos and sing Kol Mekadesh Shvi with Dveikus Atzuma. That's you. It's giving you more of yourself. That's the matana that Hashem gave the Beis Genazai, is that I'm going to give them more of themselves. They don't realize how neshamadik they are. And I'm going to place it in there for them. And when a person misses out on this, it's such a crime. I once had a bacher, he told me, I will never open a sefer on Shabbos. I will never. I hear. When people say that to me, I go on to the next guy. I don't have strength for this. Unless I get a raise, I'm not dealing with these people. It's exhausting. You know, don't pick up a sefer. Just leave me out of it. People write themselves off. Do you know what it is to learn on Shabbos? The Be'er Heitev writes that when a person learns with his Neshama Yisera, every week, the Neshama Yisera goes back to Shamayim to tell Hashem what it learned that Shabbos. It came down to you, and it touches it. And the learning on Shabbos is where you can enjoy it on a level that you would have never thought before. Learning on Shabbos has a different tom. Because today, you're more neshamadik. You're more neshamadik. And there are people who have never had this chance. I spoke to Rav Man about something else. Rav Pinchas Kalman, the neighbor of the stipler. The neighbor of the stipler had a wall that was joining of the stipler, him and his family. This was common in the old days. They had to share walls, and you could hear what was going on in other people's houses. And he told Rav Man that the stipler had a certain niggin that he would learn with all the time. But on Shabbos, the niggin was different. Always. I mean, imagine that's very geschmack to live next to the stipler, especially when you can get a story like this, a different niggin. And he spoke to Rav Chaim Kanievsky, Rav Man, and he said, don't think that the stipler changed his niggin. The stipler doesn't have put in a new CD, a new niggin for Shabbos, right? Best hits of Shabbos. Shabbos changed the niggin. Because the learning was a Shabbistic alimud. And I'm going to tell you something that you have to know to be Jewish, at least to be as Jewish as where we're going to go now. You know why the learning is so geschmack on Shabbos? You know why the ruchnius is so geschmack? We had another chance to fix the chait of Adam HaRishon. Like we said, the first Shabbos was Shabbos Bereishis. We messed that up with Adam HaRishon. But then we had Shabbos Matan Torah. And in Shabbos Matan Torah, Hashem gave us a new chance and Mashiach was going to come. We just had to behave. And we got a little antsy. Oh, Moshe Rabbeinu's not coming. We need a golden calf. Boom. We're back again. But what happened? Hashem wanted to fix the whole world. So he was giving them these crowns on their heads. One keneged Nasa, one keneged Nishma. And this was the Neshama Yisera. This was something that was going to make them like other Marishan. And they lost those crowns. They lost them. You know why? Because they did another repeat of the Eitz Hadas. They danced around the golden calf. Never do that. Not a good idea. Right? Then what happens? Moshe Rabbeinu got all of those crowns, and Tosfos says that's where he got the shine on his face. The shine on his face. The Maor upon him. And the Arizal says that on every Shabbos, Yismach Moshe b'matnas chalchai. Moshe Rabbeinu, who had all those crowns, gives them back to every Yid. Every Yid goes back to before he messed up at the Cheder Egel and is given another chance to feel the kedusha of being at Maamad Har Sinai. Imagine learning Torah without running away from Har Sinai. You know, if you could press rewind on Klal Yisrael's history, imagine what it would be like to look at something, look at a sefer, with a histachlos of when I didn't run away from the Beis Medrash, when I didn't come up with all these crazy things to remove me from Hashem. It's a different time of limud. It's a different chance. And this guy who will never open up the sefer will never feel, will never connect to the matana toiva that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him. Yismach Moshe b'matnas chelko. Now I have to leave you with an etzah of how to get this neshama yisera. By the way, the biggest etzah is that you know about it. Now that the cat is out of the bag, now that you know, you have a much better chance, because it could be that you'll say, wow, this is what it is. It makes sense. I'm feeling Shabbos now. I'm feeling Shabbos. But let's try to understand how we can have a formula for this. And this is based on the Sefer Menucha V'Kedusha. The Sefer Menucha V'Kedusha talks about one of the ways to get the Neshama Yisera is to look forward to Shabbos. Why to look forward to Shabbos? Because Shabbos is a day I can connect with Hashem. And let's try to understand. The Gemara in Baba Kama says something very strange about Shabbos. The Gemara in Daf Lamed Beis says that Shabbos is a kala, is a bride. For you, a bride. And in L'chadodi, we get so romantic. Bowie kala, bowie kala. We're mamish, like we're running towards a kala. It's our chasana. Shabbos is called our kala. Do you know why Shabbos is called a kala? Shabbos is called a kala. First of all, the Medrash tells us that every day has a counterpart, has somebody who helps it. Each of the 6 days, right? You can divide three. Three of them have a shidduch with another three. Each day of creation of three has another day, three. That means there's one odd man out without a friend, who doesn't have a friend. Shabbos! Shabbos is alone. Hashem says, don't worry, I'm giving you a shidduch. Who am I giving you? Klal Yisrael. And Klal Yisrael is the chasen of Shabbos. What does this mean? Do you know what it is to be married? Marriage is a wonderful thing. Marriage is where you come back to yourself. It says that someone who's not married is half a man. Is half a man. Why do people want to get married? Because they want to connect with their other half. Sometimes their better half. Usually their better half. Connect. Become whole. Shabbos is an opportunity for a yid to become a yid again. To get rid of all the mess. Shabbos is Miloshen Shavta, that you returned, that you're back. Shabbos lets us come. And when a person taps in, Boi Chala, Boi Chala, he taps into new hergeshen that he never even imagined. Never even imagined. And it's like a chasana. On the night of Shabbos, we say, V'yanuchu Ba Yisrael. We call Klal Yisrael a girl. And then during the day, we say, V'yanuchu Bo Yisrael, for Shachris and Musaf. And then, at Mincha, we say, V'yanuchu Bam. Ba, Bo, Bam. Whoever doesn't look in the Siddur and misses this, it's kedai to go back to the Siddur, because this is a major change in the davening. We go, Ba, Bo, Bam. Why does it switch? Says the Abu Dram. The pshat is the following. We start off as getting engaged to Hashem. On Shabbos night, there's a kedushin. Ata kidashta. There's a kedushin with Hashem. We start to forge this relationship. Then we go to the, and we're in our own home. We're still, it's ke'ilu, the kala is still bebeis aviha. She's still in her home, we're still in our home. Then the kala comes into the chuppah, it's bo. She's nichnas into the reshus. And then bum is the cheder yichud. Is the cheder yichud. Shabbos, but in the afternoon, ata echad, there's just one. It's me and my kala. I'm totally connected. And the Chazal tell us that on each part of Shabbos, we get an extra part of their neshama yisera. Shabbos by night, we get our nefesh. Shabbos by day, we get our neshama. And Shabbos by Shalosh Shudas time, we get our ruach. And we become connected. We become connected with Hashem. That's how you're supposed to look at Shabbos, as it's a gradual connection. And we find that Shalosh Shudas is the hardest time. Shalosh Shudas is the hardest time. And it's the most holy time, because there's a cheder yichud. Consider the following mashal. You got a guy, he loves a matzah. Yeah! He wants to get engaged. His friend got engaged, right? He says, Tati set me up with a girl. He meets her. Shalom aleichem, how are you? Let's get engaged. Fine. One date. right? Not one and done, one in chasana. That's it. He loves a matzah. Then he gets engaged. Woo! Everybody's slapping him five, wishing him mazel tov, right? And he's twirling around, the zvard is l'chaim. Woo! Right? Life is good. This happens to every chasan, and they're like, they're loving it, they're loving it. Then comes the chasana. Okay? He actually enjoyed the shmorg at his own chasana because he was waiting for that shmorg. He picked everything that's going to be there, right? He's enjoying, and then they dance him down after the chuppah. Everything. Wow. He's having a great time. Oh, my chafruza from Campbell. Oh. Right? Then they get into the cheder yichud, right? And he's with his kala, right? And all of a sudden he goes like this. She says, what is that? It's a stopwatch. Why is there a stopwatch? Well, the rabbi said we should be in here for 5 minutes. It's yichud. He doesn't want to be with this girl. He wants, oh, high five, I'm engaged, I'm married, woo! All of Shabbos has a certain flair to it. There's a matzav going on. Shabbos night, woo! Right? Shabbos day also. And then Shabbos in the afternoon, by Shalosh Shudas and by Mincha, says, who's really married to me? Who's really connected to me? Who wants to spend time with me? Who's not looking at his watch? Who's saying, Vay Nefesh! I'm going to miss you, Neshama Yisera! The gender of getting a Neshama Yisera is saying, I'm going to miss you, Shabbos! The people who hold on to Shabbos, Shabbos holds on to them. And Shabbos says, I want to get close to you because you're not looking at your watch. That's the secret of a Neshama Yisera, is Hama'achrim, Latzeis min HaShabbos, people who delay leaving Shabbos, umemarim lovo, and they're running for Shabbos to come, Shabbos says, that's my shidduch. I want to spend time with that person. And people think that, no, they're not, they need to be told how to experience Shabbos because they're looking at their watch and they're not feeling Shabbos, and if somebody tells them how to feel, then they'll feel and stop looking at their watch. No! The way to feel Shabbos is by not looking at your watch. Then Shabbos will become your kala. You don't have to do anything. You just have to stay till Shalosh Shudas is over. And you have to have a Malava Malka, which is a goodbye party for the kala. You have to see her off. You have to care about her. You have to have another meal with her. Oh, just, you know, another meal? That's the kala. That's the kala. That's the gift that we were given on Shabbos. And it's a great secret. It's the greatest secret that could ever have been given to us. It's a taste of Olam Haba. Whoever experiences it just once won't need any chizuk anymore. Won't need any chizuk anymore. But the way to get it is to love the relationship with Hashem. And when you try, you don't have to go to the mikvah al pi halacha, but when a person starts Shabbos, he comes into shul earlier than the buzzer, and he says, I want to connect to you Shabbos. His licha dodi, when he says boi kala, he'll start feeling licha dodi. For some reason, he'll feel like he's taking off. He's taking off because he came early. Shabbos sees that you want to be in the cheder yichud longer, then she wants to be with you for the whole chasana and for the whole life, bezus Hashem. And this is a tremendous thing. It's a tremendous thing to know about. It's a crime nobody knows about it. But now we know. We know about our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is the Shechina. This is the Shechina. The Shechina is Hashem's presence on earth. Why is it that there's no Tisha B'Av on Shabbos? There's no Tisha B'Av on Shabbos. It says you could eat a suit of Shlomo HaMelech B'Shaita. You can eat a suit of Shlomo HaMelech. Why does it pick Shlomo? Shlomo HaMelech's suit was for the building of the Beis HaMikdash. A chutzpah. You're going to make a huge party on Tisha B'Av nonetheless. That's like Shlomo HaMelech when he built the Mikdash. Do you know why? Because why is it sad on Tisha B'Av? Because the Shechina's gone. The Shechina's not gone on Shabbos. It's at my table. So therefore, I can be as happy as possible. We should all be zeicha to our Neshama Yisera and the Shechina being shura b'tol kanz Chal Yisrael.